from KQED.
This week, the state legislature is expected to begin formal debate on the budget. Republicans are insisting on some major policy changes, including a formal cap on state spending. But California has a legal spending limit in place, one that's been there for more than a generation. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains as part of our ongoing series, Governing California.
Like so many stories about how government works or should work in California, this one starts at the ballot box.
One of the two Californians who triggered the Proposition 13 tax-cutting revolt now has a new target, government spending.
The Californian being profiled on the CBS Evening News in the fall of 1979 was the lesser known of the two men who wrote Prop 13, a political activist from Sacramento named Paul Gann.
We've just about had a belly full of the growth of government, the cost of government, the waste.
That November, the so-called Gann limit won decisively. It required that every year new government spending in California would be tied to growth in population and inflation. For conservatives, the Gann limit is the gold standard of spending caps, or at least it was.
We put it in place, and we thought the voters knew what they're doing, but apparently they didn't, because they got rid of it.
Ted Costa is perhaps California's most vocal crusader for small government. He's the heir to the organization founded by the late Paul Gann and helped pass the 1979 spending limit. That constitutional amendment triggered alarms in the late 1980s, when the economy rebounded, but the cap kept the state from spending new tax dollars on infrastructure and schools. As a result, in 1990, voters were convinced to loosen the spending cap Ted Costa and others had put in place after critics called it a straitjacket.
It was a straitjacket. We wanted to put a straitjacket on government. We wanted it, government to grow by population increase and inflation, and that was it.
But voters relaxed those formulas, allowing more growth in government. Paul Gann's spending limit was also undermined by his other prize project, Prop 13. That's because Prop 13 led to the state picking up the tab for public schools. And from the start, the spending limit has excluded those transfers of money. In the 21 years since voters modified it, the Gann spending limit has only been reached once. Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget for next year, even with additional taxes, is $17 billion below the cap. Now Republicans in the legislature want to revisit the idea of a cap as part of this year's budget negotiations. State Senator Anthony Cannella is a Republican from Stanislaus County.
What it means to me is that we cap spending so that when we experience these boom cycles in California, we don't develop long-term programs for short-term funding.
Cannella says if the budget's going to include Jerry Brown's temporary extension of tax rates on income, sales, and vehicles, then it should also include a temporary but hard spending cap. He says the cap would then divert any extra revenues toward paying off debt.
If we continue to see a recovery in the economy in California and the United States, then you know we shouldn't take that additional revenue plus the higher taxes and develop long-term programs.
But that assumes current state spending, cut by billions of dollars in recent years, is adequate, says Jean Ross. She's executive director of the California Budget Project, a nonprofit that advocates for programs for the working poor.
I think a limit that doesn't allow the state to come back and revisit those decisions made during incredibly tough times wouldn't be good for the state's future.
Meantime, it's unclear how even a temporary new spending cap would work when it comes to education. Republicans say public schools should be exempt from a new cap. But that could allow the school slice of the budget pie to keep growing while shrinking the size of everything from higher education to public safety. For the guy who helped pass the original spending cap, Ted Costa, nothing should be exempt.
When you actually draft the spending limit, that's when you're going to find out if they're really serious about it.
Costa doesn't think either legislators or Californians are serious about a spending limit. And even some conservatives and liberals agree the lesson learned about controlling the size of government is to hold accountable the men and women elected to office. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
See the full CBS Evening News story from 1979. We've got it posted on John Myers' blog, Capital Notes. Look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.